This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, a rainy Monday afternoon. Yeah, we got to pull out that song, Rainy Days and Mondays. It's a rainy afternoon. A 50% chance of rain has turned into a little more than that for many of you. And there is a flash flood warning in effect for all of Jefferson and all of Orleans Parish. That's the last word that we got on that. And in downtown New Orleans, we've had rain on and off, some of it a little bit heavy. So you might be in some heavy rain this afternoon. You know, I had a great drive across the causeway yesterday. I went to the birthday party of Tony, the drummer of Groovy 7. His wife and the singer, Delilah, threw the party for him. And it was just a great party. And I want to thank the people, those of you who talked to me and said, you listen to the show. And this one couple said, you know, Scoot, we agree with you on just about everything. And we feel like we're on an island. And I said, yes, but the island is very well populated. It is a very popular island that we're on, and it is very, very big and very popular, and you are not alone. So don't ever feel that way, and I just appreciate meeting our listeners. It gives me a chance to put a face with the audience. We've been talking about the Essence Fest and the problems, and I mentioned that Friday afternoon I almost bought like two tickets for $243. And just at the last minute, I don't guess this isn't worth it. Well, it turns out that the Isley Brothers appeared to rush through their set. Babyface didn't go on until after midnight, and Lauryn Hill, added at the last minute, the main act, didn't go on until after 2:30. In the morning. And there were like maybe, I think we talked to Keith Spear earlier today from NOLA.com, Times McEwen and Advocate, and he said there might have been 800 or 900 people there. They were using half the dome. I remember going to Essence Fest years ago. I thought they used the whole dome, but maybe they only used half the dome. But anyway, a lot of people left. I mean, most of the people left. And when I was trying to get tickets Friday afternoon, there were thousands of tickets still on sale. It was not well attended. I know a lot of people came here. I'm sure they had fun in New Orleans, but there's a lot of negativity about Essence Fest this year. And if you want to comment on that, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'd love to talk to you if you were there. I hope you liked it, but there were a lot of problems. And, you know, apparently there's a new company and a new staff and a lot is new. But, you know, you can't get in this business and take the audience for granted. And I think maybe that's what happened. I think maybe they took the audience for granted. And you're hearing in our news, well, hey, it's our job to hear the complaints. No, it's your job to get it right. Not hear the complaints. Yes, you got to hear the complaints from people, but it's your job to get it right. And those complaints are legitimate. And you are going to destroy Essence Fest if you don't get this right. And there's going to be a lot of damage control that's going to have to happen between now and next year, or they're going to see fewer people here. And Essence Fest is a great annual event in the middle of the summer. that brings a lot of money here, a lot of people here. There are great seminars and meetings that take place at the convention center. It's much more than just a concert series. It's very, very worthwhile. But if they don't get the concert part of this right, it's not going to ever be the same again. And there were some big-time screw-ups this year. And that's a shame because, again, this is a very important event. So if you want to join us with a comment about that, I'd love to talk to you. We've also been talking about the tragic, horrific flooding in Texas. And I asked the question, is any of this the result of fewer people working because of the DOGE cuts earlier this year? Just asking the question because we need to know. People died. And we need to know if more could have been done to get the word to everybody. If everybody did not get the word, is it because of the DOGE cuts? We need to know that. That's fair. So if you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. And also, I want to add to the conversation that Attorney General Pam Bondi says that she has a truckload of Jeffrey Epstein evidence that has that information has just gone viral. The FBI says the Epstein files don't exist. Trump's FBI is lying, but Trump's attorney general seems to be telling the truth. And there are a lot of here's a headline that reads, "No one believes this. MAGA heavyweights flatly reject Trump DOJ's claims that there was no Epstein client list." Of course, there was an Epstein client list. It would be impossible to think that there wasn't a list. And the question is, why do so many MAGA people want this information out? Do they think Donald Trump's not in it and that's going to clarify this idea that he was part of this, that he had sex with underage girls? A very pro-Trump journalist, Brian Glenn, who is apparently boinking Marjorie Taylor Greene, he says that he's being hit with just a lot of messages from people who follow him asking about the Epstein files. And I'll tell you more about this later, but Elon Musk is all over this. And also InfoWars guy, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones broke down and cried in a video over the idea that Donald Trump's in the files. But I just find it interesting because I would think that MAGA people would not want these to be released because Donald Trump was pictured with Jeffrey Epstein. Is he in the files? I have no idea. And long before there was any talk about Trump being involved in this, I wanted the files to be released. So this is not anything negative about Donald Trump. I think we should see the files. I think we should know, and I think we should expose the men who create a market for having sex with underage girls. Let's bust these people. Let's see who they are. Let's get their names out there. Because many of them, I believe, are rich, powerful people. And we're going to know a lot of the names on that list, and a lot of people on that list don't want this list released. But Donald Trump himself said he told us in no uncertain terms he was going to release the files in 2 weeks, which, again, is one of those catchphrases that Trump keeps repeating over and over again. 2 weeks. He didn't do it. Should the files be released? And if you're a Trump supporter, do you want to see the files? Okunard Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. St. Charles. Lewis, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Lewis.
Hello, Scoot. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good.
So I was calling about the situation in Texas. So I'm a whitewater boater, both kayak and raft, for the past 30 years. And I don't think a lot of people realize some of the force of that, of any water that has, we call it bubbles in it, white water type stuff, especially in a situation like that. I've been in two situations that really, just crazy scary.
In other words, you were in situations where you understood the power of water.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess I want to maybe to put a little vision and common sense. Well, I have a 9-year-old too, so this kind of really disturbed me a little bit.
I'm sure.
But I will say this, coulda, shoulda, woulda, we think about Katrina. We learned a lot from Katrina on things that were done poorly, improperly, and we built on that. Now we have a safer, much safer system here, even here in New Orleans, even better levees over than so on, right? And what's unfortunate about this situation is if people can just put a, you know, put the blame in aside for a second, we're going to find a lot of things that were just done wrong and mistakes that were being made. And unfortunately, I've been in a situation where I was stranded on a mountain because of a similar situation for 3 days. And when I saw the power of that water, I just thought to myself, there's no way anyone could survive in this.
Right.
Doesn't matter what you're in, right? And
yeah.
So when I think about that, what I thought was, absolutely, look, a lot of parents that lost children, a lot of survivors are probably going to think the same thing, you know? And at the end of the day, when they did put out that you know, bulletin at 1:45, I think it was, saying that there was a chance of 7 inches of rain in that valley, I just wonder how many people actually heeded that warning, you know? And when I say that, I'm talking about the local folks. And then to make matters worse, your next warning came out at like 1:30 in the morning. Well, who's going to get that? I mean, to me, I would have hoped in a situation like that, that the local authorities would have maybe gone down to those camps and said, hey, we got a situation that we could have. And I think at the end of the day, are there people to blame or point the finger at? Of course, people are. But things are going to come better out of this, unfortunately, with the loss of so many lives. And let me tell you, if you were close to that river and you were sleeping and you got swept away in that, I mean, the only way you would survive that is an absolute miracle. Because, I mean, I don't have to tell you, but if you're in that and, you know, you come up on a bridge or something like that, come on, you just don't stand a chance. And that water is, I've seen water so horrific. And I, like I told you earlier, I just thought to myself, man, I don't know how anything could survive this.
Yeah, I mean, it would be really, I mean, imagine how difficult that river was flowing so rapidly think how difficult it would be to try to grab a tree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And look, I mean, I was in another situation that actually made it on Good Morning America, actually, getting out of a river, seeing a river, when a river turns really brown really quick, you know, something's really wrong. Now, once again, I mean, this is at, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, not at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Well, Louis, a couple of things, you know, I got a little defensive earlier when, you know, people question why I'm questioning. I mean, I have questions and it's impossible to separate politics from decisions, and decisions do affect our lives. My only question is, and we should find out with an investigation, is did the DOGE cuts lead to some people not being told? I mean, it is clearly an act of nature. This was seen to be coming. We've had situations here in the New Orleans area where they predicted, you know, 5 inches of rain, and we ended up with 10 inches of rain or 15 inches of rain. And some of those things can't be predicted. And this is the hill country of Texas where all of the water is draining down off these hills into the Guadalupe. There are the other problem is that cell phone reception in this whole area is very sparse. And I know that I've got an alarm on my cell phone. Most of us do, that we would be alerted even in the middle of the night. But maybe they didn't have that benefit. But there was another kind of radio that, if I'm not mistaken, the boy camp had it, but the girl camp didn't have that. That's
right.
Something that I heard in the news. Those are the questions that need to be answered.
You're right. And then I'll leave you with this, okay? I can tell you when it comes to life safety, absolutely nothing should be cut. You should staff up. That's number one. And number two, so I don't agree with if they come to find out that was part of the reason, then that should be fully investigated by Congress and even further. But anyway, also, in a lot of the rivers that I run, they have these, you know, similar to what might be a tornado horn. They have horns on those rivers that in the event something like that happens downriver, they blast these horns. And it's just an early warning of, hey, you got high water coming. As a matter of fact, some of the rivers will say that. They'll blast the horn and say, you know, emergency high water coming, you know. So, you know, obviously they didn't have that because you would hear that even if you were sleeping.
Right, right.
And it just, you know, and that's my point. And what's going to happen is, you know, and it's unfortunate and it's sad, but, you know, something will be built to emergency, you know, an emergency address system will be built because of this. And it's sad. And, you know, just my heart goes out to them.
Well, Louis, I really appreciate, I appreciate your information, being familiar with running rivers. You know, I've been in a, you know, I've rafted down a river in Oregon and, you know, that river has a mind of its own, but I appreciate your expertise and I appreciate your comments. MJ from Covington, if you're on hold, stay with us. MJ said he worked at Essence, so I want to get his perspective on this. If you've got a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, happy birthday today to Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr, Richard Starkey, is 85 years old today, and this was one of his many hit singles. You know, Ringo was always dismissed as, you know, well, yeah, there's Ringo. You know, it's just Ringo. I mean, there's Paul and John and George, and then there's Ringo. There was a radio station, I believe, in Cincinnati when John Lennon was assassinated. I mean, this was the way rock radio was kind of crazy back in the day. But this radio station in Cincinnati made big buttons to hand out to their listeners after John Lennon was killed, and the button said, "It should have been Ringo." I mean, that's awful. And I mean, Ringo was like, you know, thriving and killing it with hits and with a band and still touring. Ringo Starr, 85 today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1984, this was the number three song on the chart. And what we're going to do over the next couple of breaks is we're going to play the number two song and the number one song. 1984, when I was on B97, was an incredible year for music. Here's the top 10. Number 10, Legs, ZZ Top. Number 9, Heart of Rock and Roll, Huey Lewis. Number 8, Almost Paradise, Ann Wilson, Mike Reno. Number 7, Time After Time, Cyndi Lauper. Number 6, Eyes Without a Face, Billy Idol. Number 5, The Reflex, Duran Duran. Number 4, Self Control, Laura Branigan. And this was the number 3 song. And we're going to do number 2 and number 1 coming up over the next break or so. 1984, great year for music. And just going down the list of the top 10 songs on this day in 1984 demonstrates that. Let me remind you that we've got big news happening all the time, and you can stream this show, WWL, Time Shifted Podcast. You can download this and you can listen to this free, stream it free on the Odyssey app, TuneIn, or now iHeartRadio app. Yeah, we're now on the iHeartRadio app. Listen to this show, the shows that you love here on WWL, and you can always find us, always stream us on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the TuneIn apps. All right, let's get to a couple of your calls. I want to go to MJ in Covington. MJ, thanks for calling in. You worked Essence Fest. I want you to give me your perspective on what happened.
Pooh, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I worked all three nights, and I blame it on the organization and also the stage crews. Stage crews were horrible.
Really?
First of all, they didn't open the doors until 40 minutes late. So the first act came on an hour late to start with. The last act came on stage at 2:30 in the morning. We didn't get there until almost 4:00 in the morning.
Wow, that's bad.
And what happened was it took the stage crew an hour to set up the next act stage. The in between acts, the stage, it just took entirely too long of a break.
Yeah.
The last act Friday night, by the time she finished, if there was 200 people left in the Superdome, that was a lot.
Wow.
There was nobody in there to listen. Everybody left. Saturday night was a little bit better. We got out at 2 in the morning. Last night, we got out at 3 in the morning. The organization and the stage crews, I think, did a terrible job.
Well, MJ, this is a big, major event, and you would think that there are enough competent crews out there to be able to do this in the way that it needs to be done. I mean, you know, I look at the efficiency of, say, Jazz Fest. I mean, if an artist is supposed to start at 5:05, they start at 5:05. I mean, that's the deal with Jazz Fest. They start on time and they're finished on time. It can be done. When I was reading all the things that I was reading about Essence Fest this year, I thought, man, this is not good for Essence Fest or the city.
And the attendance was really down. It was, I want to say, 20-something thousand the first night, 25,000 maybe the second night. I'm not sure what the numbers were last night. But I went out there to look at the arena, and a lot of empty seats.
Well, you know, I was trying to get tickets. Friday afternoon, I was trying to look at tickets, and I almost bought them. And there were thousands of tickets that were still available. I mean, many, many empty seats in a lot of sections.
Dude, I work gate A ground level, and that's where the VIP's floor comes in, things like that. And the amount of comp tickets were incredible.
Really?
You know, people were just giving tickets away.
Well, because they weren't selling well, and they wanted to try to get a crowd in there.
And I think a lot of it had to do with the entertainment. Some of these people might be big names to them, but to me, I didn't recognize hardly any of these people.
Yeah.
So that's my take on it. It's just long nights. It's just too much. And the stage was big enough. where generally one act comes off, that next act should be ready right there.
Yeah.
But they had to rearrange the whole stage and get everybody set up, and it was just, they had a DJ in between, so the crowd was entertained, but it just made everybody late.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame. It's really a shame, because I know the news is out there nationwide about what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it's over with, because it was chaos. You know, it was just terrible. Yeah. I say I don't work it every year, but the money's good, so
yeah.
I
am
working every year.
MJ, I appreciate the information. Yeah, I mean, this was really a mess. I mean, this is no fault of the city of New Orleans. It's the new organizers of Essence Fest. And, you know, again, what did they think? We're Essence Fest. People are going to come no matter what. Did they take the audience for granted? Did they not deliver because they thought that they would just be there because it's Essence Fest? Well, people are discriminating when it comes to spending money. And there were no big names. And that's going to have to change next year, and they're going to have to put out word. They're going to have to include in their marketing that they've got their you-know-what together. Because even if there's big names, people don't want to deal with these delays. The doors are open late, and this pushes everybody back, and there's an hour between acts. You know, this is information we're getting, but, you know, there was a lot that went wrong, and I feel badly for the people who spent a lot of money to go to Essence Fest and were not treated properly as an audience. So we'll see what happens as time goes on. Let's go to Elwin downtown. Elwin, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, I got a thing on the Essence Fest. I used to go when they used to have the old acts up there, like Rick James and all of them. It's not the same. The music has changed, and the audience is not older. The older people was filling the dome. And the music have changed. You got mostly rappers going to the dome, and people that older people are not into that rap. I'm not into that rap, so I don't go.
But well, Maxwell's like an R&B group. I mean, they had some R&B mixed in there. But Elwin, I understand your point. I do get it. But this is not the first time Essence Fest has focused on rap hip hop artists. You know, they've done that before and they've done well. This year was decidedly different, and even if you don't have big names, you still have to make the stage set changes work. And if they don't work and the audience is just sitting there, they're going to leave. And again, you know, Lauryn Hill played to hundreds instead of thousands of people. I know she was paid the same, but that still got to impact her, I guess. All right, Elwin, I do appreciate the call. If you've got a comment, you want to join us this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so we just played Jump For My Love. Again, I was on B97 at the time that this was the top 10, and this was the number 2 song on the charts, and I was playing these songs when they were just released as hits. So coming out of this next break, we'll play the song that was number 1 on this day in 1984. But 83 and 84, when you talk about 80s music, these were two epic years for music. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Well, yep, on this day in 1984, this was the number one song in the country. Great, great music made up the top 10 on this day in 1984. Fun time. And, you know, younger generations have really adopted 80s music as their own music because, well, you know, some of the stuff was really good. Yes, what?
Not all of it. Not all of it.
Was it? Well, obviously there's some 80s songs that are kind of cheesy.
I got a particular beef with Dancing in the Dark.
Okay, which was number two on this day in 1984.
That song... It's not a good song. I don't know why everyone gets all wound up about Dancing in the Dark. It's not like Springsteen doesn't have a lot of other music that's better. I hear Dancing in the Dark and I'm like, this seems pretty limp to me. This doesn't feel like it fits in the Springsteen catalog. And you know what really, really turns me off about it? Is that stupid video. The stupid video where he pulls Courtney Cox up out of the crowd for why? Why did you do that? And then they're doing this like,
hey, whoa, stupid, wait a minute.
Stupid looking dance.
That's kind of similar to some of my moves. You know, that is a typical Caucasian move. It's kind of similar to some of my dance moves. I got to admit, it's a cheesy song compared to Born to Run, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, many other things that Springsteen has done. Prove It All Night, Badlands, Glory Years, great Glory Days, great stuff. But it's kind of cheesy. But it's got a good Caucasian dance beat to it. And some of those moves that Springsteen does on stage and Courtney Cox does, I do those moves.
I know.
And I get it.
I like to think that you got those from Rick. What's his last name getting away from me right now? This guy, the
Rick Springfield?
No, not Rick.
Rick. Oh, Rick Astley.
Astley, yes. Thank you, Rick Astley. Yeah. I have always associated with you with Rick Astley, which is cool. You know, he's kind of doing like this.
Yeah, I kind of got that move too.
And it looks cool when you do it. It looks cool when you dance like that. I think Bruce Springsteen in this video looks like an idiot.
Well, he's a little stiff.
It's not a good song.
He's a little stiff. Maybe you need a lean body like mine to look good doing those dances. Rick Astley looks good doing it. I'll tell you who looks really stiff. You know, sometimes there are videos that prove that some white people just can't dance. Yeah. The Uptown Girl video with Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley. Neither one of those white people can dance. It's
so
horrible.
Bad, dude.
It's just awful.
Oh, I mean,
it's like, hey, white people, sit down, man.
Sit down.
Let the African Americans dance
Blanco,
to this
Nino.
Stuff.
Yeah,
really.
This ain't your rodeo.
But look, I do the best I can. You know, I can't do some of those really cool things. But I mean, I like to dance. I like to get out and do it. So, some of those songs kind of fit my move. So, I like doing them. All right, let's go to Marcia in Baton Rouge. Marcia, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, thank you so much for taking my call. So
sure.
We didn't get to go to Essence Fest. We wanted to. My husband and I looked for tickets and everything. And one of the problems for us was the day-to-day lineup was, like, so late coming out. So we didn't know, like, who was playing what night, right? And then on top of that, the super lounges was an extra charge to get in. So we would have bought, like, our regular general, you know, tickets to whatever section we wanted to. But in order to get into the super lounge, we would have had to pay an additional, I think it was like $558 per person.
Wow.
And that used to be included in the regular ticket.
Okay.
And I don't know why they did that or whose idea it was, but it was a horrible idea. And I think they need to bring back the super lounges for the smaller acts. Right.
Yes.
And have the bigger acts on the main stage like they used to do it. And then you didn't run into 3 o'clock and, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning with the concerts going on. So whoever's doing it, they really need to, like, go back to when it first started and how they did things, because it ran smoother and it was just such a good time.
I just get the feeling that they kind of took advantage, or took for granted, I guess, the Essence Fest crowd, thinking, well, it's Essence Fest. They're going to come and, you know, we're going to make money here. We're going to stick it to them here. We're going to make money here. And we don't have to have a big name. We're going to make a fortune. And that didn't happen. I don't know what the final numbers are going to be on that, but there were thousands and thousands of tickets available Friday afternoon.
Well, look, we were looking at it yesterday. It was like right before 4 o'clock, and I'm like, let me just see what they got. And there was still a ton of tickets left.
Yeah.
And, like, who adds Lauryn Hill 2 days before she's supposed to play?
You're right.
You don't do, like, that's Lauryn Hill.
Right.
So I just think they have to go back to the drawing board. They had something that was absolutely amazing, and
yes,
I still think that it has the potential to be what it used to be. They just have to go back to what
how do
they
you feel,
originally
how
did.
How do you feel about the idea that that generations are changing and the older audience is not going anymore? They need to skew younger. But there are a lot of good younger acts that they could get that they didn't get.
Well, that's the thing, too. So the older people are not going because of some of the acts that they have. So I think they need to try to figure out a way to cater to both crowds, you know, where, OK, yeah, we do have something for the younger people, but we have something for the older generation as well. I can tell you that the last time I went, I think it was year before last, I left when Megan Thee Stallion came on. Like, I watched it a little bit, and I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I don't need any more of that. You know, it was good. I'm not saying anything negative about it. I think she's extremely talented, but that's, you know.
Well,
I wouldn't say
she's got style. I wouldn't say she's extremely talented, but she's definitely got style. She's definitely got a huge following. She's a megastar in the rap world. She's a megastar, but. You know, I mean, there's talent. There's talent there. I don't know how extremely talented she is, but
she can do things that I can't. I will say that
she can do that. It's not my deal, but I can see why she's popular.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just because it's not for me, that doesn't mean that she's, you know, she's not good
That's
at
right.
what she
That's
does
right.
or people don't appreciate her.
That's
you have
right.
to just appreciate all music. I just think they need to find the balance. And when they do, it will be what it used to be.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for letting
me
talk.
Marcia, I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening in Baton Rouge. All right, let's go to James on the North Shore. James, I've got time for a fast comment from you.
Okay, man. Well, I got to hit the Essence Fest real quick, because I believe a lot of the younger fans are under attack right now with DEI and tariffs. A lot of the people, all professionals, have their own businesses, but the tariffs to China and just all this stuff has thrown them off, so they didn't have the money to really invest. And I believe that there was plenty of younger fans who would love to go to Essence Fest to spend money, but getting hit with tariffs, some people are losing their jobs with this stuff, with Doge and all that. That affected the black community so hard, DEI. So that affected all that, and that affected Essence in say, all right? So I just want to put that out there. And I got to shout out to Ozzy real quick, being over there in London this weekend with his last performance. It was great, beautiful. Love you, Ozzy. And I want to say real quick about Joni Ernst. A few months ago, or weeks ago, when she said, we're all going to die one day, how cruel that was. And times like this shows how cruel that was. She couldn't see it then, but we can see it today. To come out and say, we're all going to die. That's why people were so hurt by her saying that. Because, I mean, it's felt like humanity has been lost in these people. And when you lose your humanity, like they said, if you got to go back and watch Scrooge, everybody, and listen to Bob Marley, you build your chain link by link with cruelty, greed, and humanity. Mainly greed was he saying, but I put all that other in there.
All right.
And what you're doing right now, people, you're building your link chain by chain. Link. Chain by chain, it'll drag you down in eternity. So try and find humanity, everybody.
All right, James, I've got to get you a break here, man. I appreciate the call and the wisdom. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1965, Sonny and Cher performed this song on the U.S. rock and roll show Shindig. Before Midnight Special, before MTV, there was Shindig, and man, this was a big show for me. The song went on to become number one in the United States, Canada, and England. And, God, I love that show, Shindig, because you got to see the acts. And I remember Sonny and Cher. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Hey, we're going to talk a little more about the Department of Justice saying that Jeffrey Epstein had no client list. Then release the report. Let's see the report. Donald Trump himself said he was going to release the report in 2 weeks. That was months and months ago. Where's the report? Why isn't it being released? Also, Elon Musk is saying, let's have another new party. Let's have a third party, the American Party. What do you think of that? We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, Sports Talk with Mike and Steve coming up next. Saints training camp is a little over 2 weeks away. They'll talk about that coming up. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hook, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, Traffic with Courtney P. And as always, I thank all of you for being part of our show. Join me on Facebook and also join me on Substack. Download the app and follow Scoot on the Air. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Love you, New Orleans.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.